Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're diving into three exciting updates shaping cancer treatment. We'll explore a promising chemotherapy-free regimen for HER2-mutated metastatic breast cancer, a novel antibody-drug conjugate targeting NSCLC with genomic alterations, and a deep dive into the evolving science of FGFR inhibitor resistance in cholangiocarcinoma. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about a new chemotherapy-free approach in HER2-mutated metastatic breast cancer. The SGNTUC-19 study evaluated tucatinib and trastuzumab, showing durable responses in patients who had already received multiple lines of treatment. Historically, HER2-targeted therapies have been effective in HER2-positive disease, but their role in HER2-mutated breast cancer has been less clear. This study confirms that tucatinib, a selective HER2 tyrosine kinase inhibitor, can work in HER2-mutated tumors, even those that test HER2-negative by standard IHC testing. The study reported an objective response rate of 41.9% and progression-free survival of 9.5 months, with responses occurring across a range of HER2 mutations. Importantly, the combination was well tolerated, with diarrhea as the most common side effect, but no treatment discontinuations due to adverse events. Why does this matter? This approach expands treatment options for a population with historically limited choices. As HER2-mutated cancers become increasingly recognized as a distinct entity, this study provides evidence that treating HER2 mutations, regardless of HER2 positivity, is a viable strategy. Now let's move on to lung cancer. The TROPION-Lung5 study brings exciting data for patients with EGFR-mutated or ALK-rearranged non-small cell lung cancer who have progressed on targeted therapies. For these patients, post-TKI treatment options are limited and traditional chemotherapy is often the only choice. But that might be changing with datopotamab deruxtecan, a TROP2-directed antibody drug conjugate. This therapy showed a confirmed objective response rate of 35.8% in this difficult-to-treat population, with higher response rates among patients with EGFR mutations. Disease control rates were nearly 79%, and median progression-free survival was 5.4 months. While these numbers might seem modest, they are significant considering the lack of alternatives. The drug was also relatively well tolerated, with stomatitis being the most common side effect. The takeaway? ADC therapies like datopotamab deruxtecan could become a critical option for NSCLC patients who have exhausted targeted therapies. With other ADCs in development, we may be entering an era where chemotherapy alternatives play a larger role in lung cancer treatment. Finally, let's shift gears to cholangiocarcinoma and the evolving science of FGFR inhibitor resistance. FGFR-targeted therapies have been a major advance for FGFR2-altered intrahepatic cholangiocarcinoma, but resistance remains a key challenge. A recent translational analysis from the FONEX study provided one of the most detailed examinations yet of how resistance to FGFR inhibitors develops. Researchers found that resistance is often polyclonal, driven by multiple kinase domain mutations within FGFR2. Some mutations reduce drug binding, while others increase kinase activity, leading to a loss of response over time. Importantly, circulating tumor DNA profiling was able to detect resistance mutations even before disease progression was seen on imaging. This suggests that liquid biopsies could play a role in tracking resistance and guiding treatment changes earlier. What does this mean for oncologists? First, FGFR inhibitors remain effective, but their utility may be enhanced by next-generation inhibitors designed to overcome resistance. Second, monitoring resistance using ctDNA could help personalize treatment, allowing oncologists to anticipate loss of efficacy and adjust therapy accordingly. The field of precision oncology is moving toward dynamic treatment strategies, and this study is a step forward in that direction. And that wraps up today's episode of Curie. From a new chemotherapy-free option in HER2-mutated breast cancer to emerging ADC therapies in NSCLC and a deeper understanding of FGFR resistance in cholangiocarcinoma, these stories highlight the rapid evolution of targeted therapies in oncology. Thanks for joining me, Matt, on this journey through the latest in cancer care. Don't forget to share this episode with your colleagues and let us know what topics you'd like to hear about next. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.